Jenny, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? I believe we are.
We are. This is, I think, the first time we ever started with that.
Yeah.
I think we're usually trailing off on another conversation. And Jen's holding her drink in a weird way again.
Oh, God, I'm
Jen
so unnatural.
Jen holds a drink like she's doing a commercial for that drink at all times, no matter what.
Kristen's decked out in golf gear and she's not going golfing. Actually, she's wearing...
I don't know why you're bringing that up. I brought my golf club because I'm having a really hard time.
And Britt's going to help with your swing?
Yeah, I'm in a down... I'm not having a good time with the sport. It's the only thing I have with my son that makes me connect.
That's...
He's so good, too. He could be... I'm telling you, I don't... I'm not one of those to, like, overly brag about my kid, but he is an excellent golfer.
Yeah.
And he's so easy breezy.
Scholarship.
He just doesn't like...
They give golf scholarships.
I need Eleanor to get her act together. She's more like me. She gets so pissed off when we're golfing.
What about swimming for her? She really does want to do that. Yeah.
She wants to do that this year. She's going to try out for the swim team. She's going to try out for
racing, all that.
Yeah, I think she'd love that. Yeah, she's definitely geared up this year. You guys, I can't believe we go back to school so soon.
I know.
I can't wait. I'm just going to say it. I'm ready.
For them to go back to school? I am just... Can I brag about... Now here we are on our way back to school and I finally did something useful as a parent. And I'm not joking. I've done nothing useful as a parent like this entire summer.
Isn't that summer?
We're having like a nice relaxing summer. We're not going on a trip or anything like that, but we're like, everybody's kind of sleeping in late.
It's great.
We're starting off the day slow. We're binge watching Dance Moms.
That sounds like a great summer to me.
It's kind of been really lovely. I think everybody's really happy with it. But it has been a lot of iPad time. So last week, I was like, we're going to make a backyard book. And they were like, what's a backyard book? I'm like, you're going to go around and you're going to pick a sample of a flower. And you're going to go iNaturalist app. So you still get to use your device. It's this free app.
We're going to take pictures on our iPad and we're going to create.
But what you do is you take a picture on your...
And then it tells you what the thing is. That's cool.
So what they do is they like tape the sample of the plant to a piece of paper and then they write down with a pen what it's called, the genus and species, what's interesting about it, and like how to make it thrive.
That sounds fun.
They're loving it.
Oh, that's great.
And honestly,
they're learning something. I'm not shitting on it. In my head, I'd be like, when's this done? I got to go back to Roblox.
They loved it. We spent... like 3 hours. The only reason we stopped because everybody got hungry, but we realized we have a fig tree. And just yesterday, Dash is like, you know what? I think that's a fig tree.
Good on him.
The neighbor's yard. So we like did the thing. Like it's been honestly great. And we're just doing it in the backyard.
I'm a plants junkie and I try to get my kids into it. And the amount of soft focus that they have, I literally can tell that like Eleanor's thinking about what her Pinterest page should look like. As I'm like, isn't this special? This is the third time it's bloomed. She's like,
let me make all the boners go down. So we have called fake honeysuckle, quote unquote. But
how many 28-year-old hot dudes are staying on with this?
Yep.
They're
really.
Like, is she talking about her boobs?
No,
she's talking about real honeysuckle.
Actual honeysuckle, and it attracts hummingbirds.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got a lot of hummingbirds out there, and this is what over 40 looks like, you guys.
There you go.
So
everybody, I'm wearing.
It works for me.
I'm wearing, what are they called?
Full coverage briefs.
Well,
oh, yeah, jorts.
Of course.
Especially with those. That's a lot of denim, Kristen. You're going to mess up your hoo-ha.
Listen, no, I'm not. Ugh. And that's been not good. I don't know what happened in Palm Springs, but.
Heat.
Dry.
Yeah.
Situation.
Oh, yep.
You
forgot your medicine. I did too.
I forgot it there. I was like, how embarrassing.
No, I left
my estradiol cream at.
No.
Most attractive gay men's goddamn condo ever.
No.
This is. Very upsetting situation.
We need to explain some things. So we go to Palm Springs to work on our book about middle school.
Yeah.
It's like after the first book, which brought you up to like what, fifth, five,
no,
six,
five,
seven,
or six. Yeah. So this is a long time between the two ages.
Yeah. So we finally got the time to go to Palm Springs. We stayed at Ron and Adrian's lovely
little
mid-century
condo.
It was perfect. And both of us forgot our estrogen at home. So hot. Yeah. We looked like a lesbian couple. We sat in the lobby.
I wasn't mad about it. I was like, if I was a lesbian, I think I look good with you.
We're a handsome couple.
We're a handsome couple.
I agree.
I mean, I don't think anybody's like, yeah, they're really attracted to each other. I think they're like, they're comfortable. They've been together for a long time.
I think those
two. They met at Lilith Fair.
Yep.
It was hot and heavy in the beginning. And now they understand each other.
They didn't know what it was at first. And then
they're companions.
That's right. They do a lot of antiquing and
they
like
don't sleep in the same bed because one needs the room to be 40 degrees.
Yeah.
And the other one needs the room to be 120 degrees.
Yeah.
But they've figured it out.
That's right. Yeah.
It's love. It's love.
That's
I've got a husband and a wife. I feel very blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got our bases covered.
Oh, man. Well,
did you get your nails done?
Girl, I got it all done.
They're so dang cute.
I needed a day of self-care.
They're bright, like a dark bubblegum pink kind of.
I don't think this has ever happened to you. But I will let things go to the point where I'm like, Kristen, you have two different size eyebrows. Like, what's happened? I can see myself kind of slipping,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very quickly going to look like Cro-Magnon if I don't like get it together just a little bit. And I always feel better when I get it together.
Yeah.
But I think it is a little bit of like just not feeling like myself. I'm not going to use the word depressed, but just like a little less than, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Kristen, you need to go do a day of self-care and like get sorted. And
yeah.
Somebody said, if you feel depressed, get a spray tan. And I was like, nothing else is more true.
So that's
I was
so
like,
true. Yeah.
I'm going to go get a mani-pedi, which when you've gone too long without a pedicure and the pedicurist looks at your feet and goes, ooh, like it's going to take a while. That's embarrassing. But you know what I was doing? I was there. So I really like this place because they know me. And so I can chat with them. They have TVs so I can watch a dumbass movie. Got my mani, my pedi. Went and got new lashes so I don't look like a Russian doll anymore.
Yeah.
Which felt good. And I got my hair done. I just did everything in one day.
Yeah.
And when I came home, I think I put this on Threads. My daughter was like, well, someone's had a software update.
So true.
I'm like,
so true.
The way I thought about that
sent
a new pathway in my brain.
I do believe this. Women never let one thing just go.
No, we like, let it all kind of go.
I get behind and then I look at the mirror in the mirror like one day and I'm like, oh my God, you've given up.
But I never think that about you. You are girly and that is good. I'll kid myself into being like I'm fine.
Here's the OCD part of me is that like if one nail polish comes off, I have to take it all off. I can't. It will make me bonkers. I don't think it bothers you, but it makes me
I don't like nail
nuts.
Polish in general. This I did, A, for my daughter because I knew she'd see it and she'd be like, she mm-hmm. does that gasp thing where she goes, like,
it's fantastic.
I always think we're going to get in a car crash because it doesn't have to be anything. We'll be in the car and she'll go, and I'm like, oh my God. She'll be like, oh my God, there's a Hocus Pocus too.
I know. And you think there's a baby
I'm
in the road
crap
or something.
Myself.
I know. It makes me, my kids
so,
do that
too.
But
I love it now because she'll see me and she'll say like things that I need to hear that's like girly.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy that she's happy. You know what
well,
I mean?
They are fantastic.
Thank you.
Just so
Thank
you know. You. And you know what? You can see how fantastic her nails are on YouTube. Look at how smoothly I
that
went
transition.
Into that fucking promotion.
This
what
is
am
not
I?
Her first day.
This is the morning drive with Jenna Kristen.
Welcome to you live from
what
Froggy.
Is
104.7
yeah.
FM.
No, we want you to rate, review, subscribe.
And
leave us little messages.
We're coming to Lawrence, Kansas, September 13th.
Absolutely. At the Lead Center.
Do
it's a
not
big venue.
Wait to buy your tickets. Get them now because this is our last show of 2025. We cannot wait. We know the Midwest ladies will drive,
yep.
make it a weekend. There's no game. This is the only weekend where there isn't something that's going to pull you somewhere else. So
let's get in Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah. So every teacher at your school, it's a good night out.
Oh my God. Those husbands, I don't know why you'd be listening. You're more advanced. We got to get this on the NFL app. Basically,
yeah. buy your wife
if
tickets.
If you want.
She'll come
Sweet
home tipsy.
Ass.
She'll put out.
She'll put out.
Yeah.
We know that to be true because we've had messages. We've had messages where women tell us they got pregnant the night
yeah,
of our show.
That's the best comp. Either
or
you
labor. Went into labor
you
at
went
our
into
show.
Labor. You like got a hernia laughing.
Yeah,
you peed your pants.
All compliments.
You got
us.
Pregnant. That we love nothing more.
Yeah. You deserve all of the good.
So we are podcasting.
And we're podcasting.
We got to talk about the real shit right now, too. That okay.
Well, and I want to say this. I'm going to talk about this in the most technical way I can because if I think about it too much, I'll fall apart. And I don't think that's going to help anybody. But I know that this is a real place for people our age. Is
yeah.
that when you're in something called the sandwich generation. So if you're between like 30 and 50, you're taking care of your kids and you're probably at the age where you're also taking care of aging parents.
Yeah.
And it's a really tough place to be. And I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. What I'm saying is I would guess that if I looked on my life with like a above view,
yeah,
and I look down at like decades after 20, you know, at starting at like 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, I would say this is probably the toughest. I would guess, because you really are in a place where your kids are tough and then your parents are tough. It's all your heart. And then I find that my reaction to my parents getting older is that I get mad at them, which makes zero sense. I'm mad at them doing a natural thing and I get frustrated. And it has been really, really hard lately. I'm in the thick of it with my dad.
Well, first of all, let me say all the girly, gushy, weird self-help shit that you hate, but it's okay if you get sad. It is a big, heavy topic. What I feel, and we're going through it a little bit in our house right now. We're going through it all the way in our house, although it's Britt's dad. It's my husband's dad. But I've gone through it before. But it is, the heaviness is you feel like this impending loss, perhaps. Like,
you're waiting for the big call.
You know your parents getting older, what that means.
Yeah. So, and it's terrifying because I'm really close with my parents. And they are the butt of many of my jokes.
Yeah.
And the cause of much of my humor. And when I think I've told this joke before, but I literally went to my parents and I was like, hey, if you guys come to see the show, I make a lot of jokes about you. And my mom is like, use me.
Yes.
She does not.
She doesn't care.
She's funny. And so.
But it's like a, you know how when you have babies?
Yeah.
They're frustrating. Like, you need them to stop crying. You need them to go to sleep because you're not operational. Old people become very much childlike or tween-like, and they get frustrating, but you do feel like you can talk shit to them. Like,
a little bit. You get frustrated. I think everybody comes to a point where you're like, okay, feelings aside, you need to take your fucking medicine. It's just that frustration that it also makes me mad at myself, but I think I'm pulled because I'm so far away, and so I'm constantly being surprised at the progression of... So my dad has had... Oh my God. I call it the surgery of the month club. Like, that's probably very insensitive, but like, he's had some pretty big stuff happen in the last year and he keeps falling, which just makes me insane.
We need to get a bubble suit. We've all been there. They actually have this weird thing. I think you can order it on Temu where it like inflates like an airbag.
Nobody needs it more than Dewey. And I love my dad. We're so the same. We have 1,000 things going in our brain. You'll forget what you're doing and you'll sort of forget to put one foot in front of the other and trip. I trip all the time. My dad has fallen so much.
Yeah.
But like, my mom called me and she's like, well, your dad fell again. And I'm like, okay. She's like, you know, it's February and we love to go to different Catholic churches every weekend and go to different mass. And well, your dad was going down a set of stairs. And I'm like, how about we don't go to different Catholic masses in February in Nebraska? Because Catholics love stairs.
Oh my God.
He's going to,
Stick with stairs we know.
That's what I'm saying. But instead they're like, you know what we should do is go to a cathedral. It's 30 below zero.
Yeah.
Everybody's supple when it's cold,
We went to some Mayan ruins in the middle of January.
We should just, you know what? Let's blindfold ourselves.
600
Let's
look steps.
For the rush of it all. So I get frustrated because I'm like, stop doing that shit, man. Like, there is a point when you start to feel like they're not using common sense.
Sure.
And I think that because my mom is fit and because my mom is a bit...
Look at her trying to think of the word. This is
my mom will tell you to go shove it is what she'll do.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
They don't want to hear it from a snot-nosed kid. I'm the snot-nosed kid.
Let me tell you from the place of experience that you will ask them to use logic to keep themselves safe. You could scream that at them and they won't. My dad, we had to pull cords out of his car. We had to disable his vehicle because he went through a McDonald's drive-thru. First of all, we're like, what the fuck are you doing driving? You got like zero oxygen going to your brain right
now. Yeah, COPD, didn't he, or aversion, like anything?
Yeah.
But they fucking think they can just...
No, he drove through. He scraped one of those poles alongside of a McDonald's drive-thru. Thank God it wasn't a guy bringing out the trash. And then we go, Dad, what happened to your minivan? Did you go drive? He's like, yeah, I went to McDonald's. And we're like, A, you shouldn't be. B, who'd you kill? He's like, oh, I didn't hit anything. That's a it's an inversion. It's expansion of the metal because it's so hot outside. I'm like,
you're like, look, don't use your science bullshit on me.
You are full of shit, Dad. You cannot drive.
That's the thing. You get past the tears and you go into you're full of shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, I've been just a mess about everything, and you're trying to like maintain a little control and maintain a little order. But I feel like I'm watching them make mistakes. Well, and if they just did it the way I said, they get to stay around longer. And that's what it is. I'm
they
like,
won't.
Please.
They still get to choose their path. That's what's so fucking frustrating.
I'm gonna,
you know, like,
dig into that. I think I'm gonna legally figure it out.
You are not gonna listen to your kids in the same way that your parents won't listen to you. That's for sure.
I get it. My dad has just had a run of he's had surgeries that have been super hard and not super successful. Surgery's fucking hard, man. Like, yeah. you come back different, especially if you're at that age.
Yes.
You know, just going under anesthesia, having someone, he had this goddamn spinal stenosis and that didn't work. And he's a little uneven on his feet, but he's like, in my mind, he's still so young. He's like,
yeah,
he's, you know, funny and lively. And when we talk, I feel like he's always going to be Dewey at 40. You know what I mean? He keeps me on the rails. I think
their bodies don't cooperate just like ours don't. It's lucky that we all age at the same time, because I get it better now where I'm like, oh, my body doesn't do this thing that I want it to. And that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So I get being 75. I can totally understand that. And my body not cooperating, I'm pissed off about it. I don't want to listen to you about it. I want to at least try to live my life. Like, I
get it. And I also think, like, I hate these kind of words because I'm obviously just, like, scared of the future. But I hate when people, like, refer to their lives like, it's the fourth quarter. That's my—
Yeah, I hate that, too.
Or the fucking sunset years or some
like
shit
that
like
either.
That. I'm like, I'm fucking— my goal is to go out like I'm at a bullfight and like,
yes,
if someone's like, she got gored. Like, I don't want it to be that I'm sick. I don't want it to be that I am like nude in a field, like looking, you know, painting art and I keel over dead. It's my mom more.
She's like, well, at our age, it's the fourth quarter.
I'm like, you've been saying that shit since you were 30. Like, not everybody else is comfortable with it. And my dad is in a fight. He's in a fight to get back, you know, to a rowing machine, to get back to PT. He is not somebody that shies away from doing the thing that he has to do to get healthy.
Right. That's
but
great.
But I also feel like it sucks for him because he falls and he gets really hurt. He goes backwards on his own, what do you call it, success or forward motion. And also I feel like it is the fourth quarter. So is he going to fucking not have a drink and not have any fun? And
the recovery, and I'm reminding Britt of this with his dad, because he had like a systemic infection. We're really worried. Like he's 88 this. No.
That's
yes,
amazing.
He is. He's going to be 88, 87 this year. And your reaction to getting sick, getting injured when your body's older is, we were like, is this the end? They're like, nope, it's a high fever that did this to him.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't communicate, he couldn't get up, and it was just having this high fever. So your body can only recover. You can't do the other stuff. Your body
has to
like
do one thing at a time.
Only one thing at a time. So he was in recovery mode, and then that's why now he's in like a rehab facility where they're getting him just back to walking and doing all of the stuff that he was doing before, because he could only do that one thing at a time. So I think that, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. Somebody tell me, I think it happens somewhere around 60. Your body can do one fucking thing at a time.
Well, man, I have thoughts on this. Number one, here's what I would say to women everywhere. And I'm going to say it again 1,000 times. Lift weights.
I knew you were going to say that. It's true.
Lift weights. Literally women, they've shown that because you're in a fight with perimenopause for bone density and bone health, you can actually add to your bone density, not just maintain it, but add to it, which means your structure, your skeleton will endure. And when you talk about falling down, I know all this sounds so boring, but when you talk about falling down or you talk about injury, or you talk about being in the doctor's office, your recovery time is all dependent on your bones and your muscles, period, full stop.
Yeah.
Don't fucking think that you need to be on the Peloton for 2 hours. You don't. You need 20 to 30 minutes of lifting weights and lifting heavy, and it's going to hurt and you're going to sweat all day. That's what fucking women need. And men need it too, but women really need it.
Right.
And I think my dad, you know, look, my dad's a boomer. My dad's a salesman. He was a fucking smoker. And he fucking smoked Marlboro Reds.
Sure.
He also is a joke telling, beer drinking.
That's why it's a damn good
fucking time. It's hard when you look at that and you go, well, maybe if you would have eaten more broccoli and smoked fewer cigarettes, things wouldn't be so terrible right now. And I think that might be true. But then what? You're not like yourself when your younger days aren't allowed to be younger days. We're just supposed to be fucking hippies the whole time. I'm like, I'm sad at the end game for him, because he's really fighting to like maintain, and he's really sad. Also, I don't know if you know this, but when people have been married for a really long time, like my parents for 50 years, and you're around just that one other person for a really long time, and you have to report on medical situations, they do it with zero shits given. So my mom literally called me and she's like, your dad has to have surgery. And I go, is that serious? And she goes, yeah, well, it's not good. And I go, okay, well, do I need to come out? She goes, you can. I've got a new Ford Edge. I'm like, okay.
Thanks for ripping off that Band-Aid, Terry, real quick.
And then you have all the questions. How long have they been there? What is this thing? How serious is this? And then I recognize who I'm asking.
All right.
While she's playing words with friends, while she's talking to me and giving me fucking half-ass answers.
Here's what I always say, having sort of been in a similar situation. Just go and see with your own eyes. Maybe ask a couple questions that the other parent doesn't think to ask, that parent doesn't think to ask. Like, my parents were divorced. My dad was on his own. Yeah. So, like, if he's not asking the question, and by the way, he wasn't asking any of the questions. He didn't want the answer.
Yeah. That's old school. Don't ask the question if you don't want the answer.
No, it was important that my brother and I go to ask the questions. I was thinking about this the other day because with my grandparents and my mom aging, like, my dad's parents – born in the 1800s, and I'm not joking.
You had longevity on your side. You had grandparents until you were in your 30s.
But my dad's parents died when I was very young. Mm. I was kindred spirits with my grandparents. I was so close to my grandparents. Yes. Here's the other thing. They lived about 7 blocks away from me. So this—
all the research shows that people live longer if they're closer to their grandkids.
I knew it did. And if I could have kept them alive on sheer will of my own, it would have happened. I used to, like, when I was in college, and I was an asshole in college, you guys, I drove home every Sunday night to have—
You're all assholes in college.
I drove home to have a Sunday dinner with them every night, and every Sunday night, and I was like, don't die while I'm at college this week, you know? Like,
yeah.
And he did. My grandpa lasted until he was, I think I was 23 or 24, and my grandma was in, she met Dash, so they lived
amazing.
A long time. But— it was a very different thing, I believe, for my mom to be in the same town as her parents as they age. You and I aren't in the same town.
I know. It's really hard.
It's harder, and it's harder to be there. Because I guarantee you, if you were there, you would be at Dewey and Terry's. You would build into your schedule.
Oh.
I'm taking you to this appointment. I know. So I can hear from the doctor.
That's what I know, like, other people are doing, too. They've got that responsibility. These women are scheduling their parents' medical appointments, taking them. And then they've got kids over here that are needing you, but they're also acting like they don't. So you're fucking confused. And then they need you and they need you and everybody needs you. And you're in fucking perimenopause. That's why I said, you put me up in that fucking helicopter and look down. This is not a swan song. It's fucking hard. I am one of those people that constantly tries to find, like, get your joy, get happy. And you even said something that, like, kind of, it knocked me into my place a little bit. We were in Palm Springs and I have ADD and it's hard for me to start. And once I start, I'm great. But like the kickoff has always been the hardest part. And
our first book, we're really proud of. It has a lot of real life and a lot of
stuff about my mom so hard taking off. But now we're 10 years in. So our kids are like, this shit ain't new. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But I do think
our kids are way less cute than they used to be. They're kind of mean.
My God, we go back and look at old tour photos and we're like,
they were babies. They were insane. Yeah.
But they would love to go on a tour again. That would be so, they'd be so fun.
They keep asking to do it.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're a high school principal and you've got parents that you got to argue with to go to the cardiologist.
Yeah, man.
Stick to an appointment. You've got kids that you got to argue with that they have to do piano. And
all you're doing is arguing all the time.
Yeah. And you, You're in no emotional state to do it, lady.
You're wearing a fucking patch that's the life or death.
You're like, why do I have adult onset acne at 45? Like, what the fuck, man?
But also no sex drive. So what the fuck?
What's
like, what do I get? What do I get? And fucking
good intake shopping? Is that the only thing I get?
And then, red wine gives me fucking heartburn. All my favorite things have gone away.
They've gone away, honestly.
If it's not, fucking hard right now.
If it's really... Kim Crawford, I don't fucking want it or need it. Sponsor our show.
We leave restaurants unless it's Kim Crawford.
It's true.
I'm just telling you.
It's true.
I'm getting ready to go back to Nebraska to see my dad because he has to have another surgery. I just want to give an example of what I'm dealing with my dad. I, first of all, like to give a shout out to all the caregivers out there because I'm thinking about the collective group of boomers that they get to deal with.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's not enough money.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine dealing with...
Bring him crumbles, cookies, donuts, really good cinnamon rolls.
Well, no, because my dad's supposed to be cutting back on some
stuff. I'm not talking about them. His caretakers, because they need a little bit of like sugary love.
Okay. We all know there's a point when you give your kids over to the school that you're like, they're your problem now.
Yeah.
So caregivers, they got your problem now. And you need to be kind to those caregivers because those people are not... And I know my dad can get real grouchy and he's, you know, he can get real snappy because it doesn't feel good.
They all do. And it's scary.
They all do.
It's scary. And survival.
Let me tell you this. Dewey had to have a heart monitor put in that was linked to his phone. You might as well link that to Mars. He doesn't ever know where his phone is. He doesn't know how to answer his phone. So he has a heart monitor linked to his phone. My mom came out for graduation. She never mentioned once that my dad was on this like heart monitor that was attached to an app on his phone. Not one time. She told me 30 different recipes that contain cottage cheese, but not once that my dad was on a heart monitor.
Yeah.
So they got back and the office called my mom and they go, we are trying to get a hold of Dewey. He's not answering his phone. Shocker.
But we are monitoring. He is alive and active.
He's alive and active. So much so that we've done an SOS call where he's supposed to immediately come into the ER. He's had three, no response. So of course they're like,
what's up, man?
Where are you?
Yeah.
So he gets another one. They call the house and they go, Dewey, we just got a read on your heart monitor. You got to come into the ER right now. And he says to the doctor, well, that's not going to work out for me, doc, because I'm about to eat supper. And do you want to know what he does?
He eats BLT. Fucking supper. Yeah. Probably with some fried something on the side.
And I go, Mom, maybe take him to the ER. I don't know. Just when the doctor calls your house personally and says, hey, Dewey, we need you to come into the ER.
Yeah.
That is not what fucking call do you get?
Those calls never go that direction.
No.
They're always to the 911, but they're 911 reversing you. Get in there.
Exactly. They reverse carded your ass. What other fucking system override? That is more than a fire drill.
Oh my God. You need a letter from the governor?
Fuck, man.
Get in
you need
there.
To get arrested?
Yeah.
Like, Dewey. Like, this is...
State troopers is here, Dewey. You've got to go to your appointment. You have to check in.
He'd be like, your mom made chicken, so I'm going to... And look, I love my mom. Not the best cook. So I'm like,
there's
you
no
can
reason.
Miss that meal.
There's some med tech at a desk at some Providence Hospital in Nebraska going, you know what? I'm putting my coat on. I'm going to go get Dewey because
I know where he lives.
Lunch.
He's right down the street.
I've
I know
got
where
all
he
of
lives.
His information.
He dresses in Chevy Malibu. I'm going to go get him. 100% over at Brian. They're like, let me get on
God,
my
end. And it's small enough town-ish that
I know.
That literally might happen.
Well, it's Nebraska. They take care of their people. But it's also Nebraska where they're like, let me have lunch first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like.
I mean, it's a lot because even if your parents aren't at that age yet, you got to start thinking, hey, mom, hey, dad, maybe this house that has 47 flights of steps isn't
maybe
the one
not the
for
right
you.
Person.
Yeah.
And then they're going to tell you, shove it up your ass. Don't tell me what to do. And you're like. And so it begins.
Yep.
Don't even get me started on passwords, you guys. Don't even get me started on that.
Other.
And, you know, Colin's mom is having a rough go.
Yeah.
She fell and broke her femur, that's the thing, man. These falls, I literally saw a class for older people. I would say active seniors that teaches you how to fall. And I think it's genius. It teaches you how to like tuck because for some reason, as you get older, you're like, you know what I should do is just face plant that into concrete. That feels way better than like being roly-poly like a toddler.
I mean, depending on like your age, your structure, and all of that, like sometimes that bone just breaks and that's why you fall.
This was a break from the fall.
Yeah.
Because she fell into a wall and that ricocheted her onto the floor, and then she broke her femur. Which, can you imagine anything more painful than breaking your fucking femur?
No, So it's now, catastrophic, yeah.
I can tell you what isn't fun. PT with a broken femur. No. And I feel bad for her because she's 80 and she's been divorced for a really long time. And Greg, who my kids fondly, when they were very little, referred to him as dead grandpa Greg, died years ago.
Yeah.
So she's on her own. It's all just terrible. It's like, as you're describing it and you're not even putting emotion behind it, you're like, oh my God, everything's terrible. You know, like, yeah. I just want to go back to like times where I didn't even know the world was outside of my own fucking peripheral
vision. Words anymore. It's the first thing you lose is the words. I got up this morning. My husband had been on the phone to the East Coast since 7 a.m. because Kiki, our grandpa, his dad, is in rehab after his infection.
Yeah.
And it's the deal. Can he benefit from staying there more, or his home where he lives, where he has this, honestly, this great community and like people,
I'm such a fan of those places
made and activities and things to like keep him active, to keep him kind of on the ball and stuff. Like
social, mental.
There's a balance. Like, what's the most important thing? And I said to Britt this morning, I go, hey, I know he wants to be back in his regular home, but you can say, look, for 3 days, you can do this and you're going to go back there better. We got to get you back there walking. We got to, you got to have these tough conversations where you're like a cheerleader with them. And hey, they're hard to have because they're frustrating and they can piss you off.
It's you do like, have to have those conversations. They're terribly hard. I cry the whole time. I just try to say it fast and get it over with. But my mom has been very proud of the fact that she's had her funeral planned since I was six. I mean, this has been a conversation. We call it the death drawer. I've talked about it a ton. So she's not ready. She likes the way it feels to be prepared. My dad is far more like me where it's like, oh man, I don't want all this shit slowing down my life. I want to feel like I've got skin in the game. He's always got skin in the game. You know, he's like,
sure.
Wants to still work in sales. Like he's like,
Back to the what we were saying, though, not asking the question, the answer still exists. So yeah. Just because you don't want
to think about it,
about where you're going to go for care, you still need to have an answer to that question.
And let me just say, the Villages, while totally expensive, they just opened a Hooters.
So fun.
In the Villages.
I want to be able to afford
you
the
Villages.
You know
what I say? Like, ladies, wear the skimpiest top
you
got.
Hell yeah. Party it up.
Be the reason a heartbeat makes it through those stints. Be the reason.
Yeah.
Be the reason those guys get up in the morning. You know, have Pandora jewelry for the women. Have fucking Hooters for the men. Live it up. You know,
yeah.
Like have accessible pools. Have hot lifeguards. Do it all. Like,
I mean,
it should be like
lovely.
A resort.
Yeah.
And I think the Villages are. And they're all banging each other. I think that's crazy, but God bless you. Like live it up.
Why
but
not?
Live it up with people that can care for you.
When I visited
the Villages,
not the Villages,
oh my
but
God,
when I
yes.
visited
I love this.
Over 55 community, they
it's
hit
so
the bars
fun.
About 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And I
God
met this
bless, as they should
woman who was like, I don't do Netflix or cocaine. All I do is garden and make love. And that is a direct quote, you guys. I'd never met a saucier lady in my whole life. She also did do pretty good karaoke, though, too. Which
she's
I mean,
like, okay, I take back the cocaine part. It's keeping me alive, man.
What part of this does not sound like heaven? I mean, that all sounds
I
absolutely
do think
wonderful.
That everybody is changing their mind a little bit about those places. I saw my grandmother go through a what was like a – it was a manor. It was like a, you know – multi-level,
more progressive
assisted,
care.
Well, yeah. I'd say assisted living.
Yeah,
at the very most. At the very least, like they had bedridden. You know,
yeah.
And then she went to a long-term care until she passed away. None of that was great. You know, it just wasn't great. I think there's now places are understanding the power of having young people go in there and do like, if you've ever watched any of these places with social media that they do like the drumming on the exercise balls.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
There's this thing called retirement house where it's a bunch of like older people that live together and then they use their retirement to pay for care.
Yeah.
Like I am such a fan of those things. I think about those things because they make me feel less scared to do that myself.
Yeah.
But my parents come from a different place where like, those are the last place you go.
They used to be very different.
They
when
used to be very different.
Their parents were of that age.
Oh, man.
They weren't
they
great
were
places. They didn't even, it was just
put like them a in a room and let kind them of, sit in a room.
Until they died. There was no, we're going to help you live a really good life until it's your time. It right. was like, this is the equivalent of taking you out to the barn.
Right. My grandma stayed in one of those, and I would go, because we lived in such a little small town, I could literally just walk to where she was.
Yeah.
So I would go put makeup on her, and it was in my Madonna phase. And so she just,
she looks so
she
good.
Was redhead and like fair, like just so fair. And I would put the most ho-tastic
good.
Makeup on her, and love she it. Loved every yes. second of it. So I'd put like blue on her eyes, and I would like do up her, put like scarves on her, and she would find it so fantastic. And then we would go downstairs, and I would do walking handstands through all the residents. Then I'd play bingo, and I would sweep because I was fast.
Could you hear.
Know?
Yeah.
And then they told me I can't play bingo anymore because I was making too much
you're
money.
You're playing 8 cards at one time.
That's... I was like, K-k-k-k-k-k-k. And they were like, Bernice was like, she's moving too fast. And I'm like, well, fucker, I just made 10 cents per card, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you can't play this anymore. I think people were doing the best they could with the information they had, but yeah. now we know more, and I think there are better options. I just want this stage of my parents' life to be, I understand equal parts aging, but also equal parts joy. And right now I think my dad's getting his ass kicked. Yeah. So I'm going to go back to Nebraska and good. I'm just going to try to make him laugh, which I
That's
can.
That's perfect.
He thinks I'm the funniest person he's ever
he
met.
Does.
So
I
will
That's gonna
enjoy
like,
being with him.
That's going to be mana for the soul. It's going to help
yeah.
help him feel. He needs that energy. Like yeah. he needs to get excited.
I'll give my dad jokes. I'll let my mom give me parenting tips. It will be good for everybody as I'm the, that's her move.
Yeah.
You know, we had the kids here.
Kristen.
And I just want to make a suggestion.
Ooh.
Here's a couple of things I observed.
But now turnabout is fair play, Kristen. You can go. Yeah. Now that I've been here, I've just observed a couple things between you and Dewey.
No, because they're my parents. And my mom would literally be like, I'm going to pop you right in the mouth. She says to me still, I can still take you. I don't know if you've met boomer parents. They don't fucking care about your feelings. They
no.
will say the fucking thing and they will tell you to shut up. Like so fast. Shut up. Why do I
yes.
have to listen to you? What are you talking about? Stop
yeah.
acting like you know everything. Like,
yeah. They're
I'm
like,
going to my room.
Remember the mean delivery I had when you were a teenager? I still have that.
Oh.
I can really dress you down quickly.
Well, I think she's got notes next to the death drawer. She's got notes about me as a kid. She'll be like, when you were 11, you made fun of my skirt. Check,
oh,
check.
Shit. Yeah.
I love my mom. I give her more shit than she probably deserves, but she does deserve a little shit.
Well,
and my dad's has to have surgery, so I can't give him shit right now.
Okay. I do have a mom box.
Mom box.
From a Craft Connection. I don't have her actual name. I do have it somewhere, but she's
Craft Connection
she's a
is a
super
nice.
Fan. We
she
love
is.
Her. Okay. Always makes us feel good. Thank you for that. So she said, on your episode, I road trip so hard. You ladies talked about Jen's awkward family photo. Boy, do I have one for you. My husband has a family photo of him, his brother, mom, dad, and the nanny. My husband is about... My husband is about 4-ish in the photo. Well, cut to today, the nanny is his wonderful
no!
stepmom.
I knew.
I know. Well, what else? Well, I bet
shit,
mom is
man.
Just like sharpening a knife in that photo
oh,
too, right?
Oh, my God.
Mom and dad got divorced a few months later, oh. and the nanny stepmom moved in. Now tell me, how does one go about letting your spouse know that there will be two moms in the pictures? Oh, wait, we're from Utah, so that seems about right.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that picture has become the greatest family joke. That
yes,
is.
I listen, if you're doubling down on your family picture story, then that's. We used to do this thing
the
in the
nanny.
Show.
The nanny. You know, everybody was like, had a very confused look on their face.
Nobody has the nanny in their family photos.
No.
Unless they think that nanny might be family in the photo, if you know what
yeah.
I mean. Now, yeah. we used to do in the live show, which I love so much. It was hard to like coordinate it, but we had real family photographs that we would then make fun of.
Yeah.
I mean,
people
some
would
of these,
submit them and they were next level.
We would pee our pants backstage looking at some of these. The one that was crazy from Canada where the
oh my God,
face
they
was
scribbled
out
dad. Yeah.
They scribbled out dad. We were like, this person is
He's
murdered.
Probably not alive. Yeah.
And the one where they had a family photo where you're doing the math. You're like, there's that woman. She looks like the kids. There's that dude. He looks like the kids. Who are these other people in this photo?
Oh, God.
And they're all holding fucking chickens. Evidently,
yes,
they were about to get divorced. Mom wanted to have one final family photo. Dad has a fit and says he's met someone else. And she's like, put him in the fucking photo.
Yeah.
And they have a fucking picture together. And she goes, and I love my fucking chickens. So everybody has to hold a fucking chicken.
The math is impossible to do. It's very confusing. But what also is confusing from all those 80s photos is your like very young parents look very similar to the hairstyles of like the teenagers in the photo. So it's kind of hard to tell who's 100%. Mom and who's dad in a lot of these photos.
Or everybody looks like there's some hand shoved up their butt and they're like puppets. They're like, because you know it's just hell on earth in
you
those studios.
You can just look at these photos and go, yep, the divorce rate was about 50% in the
80s. Yep, she's only staying with him for the land.
Nobody looks happy.
Nobody's okay. Those photos were so good.
And if you have one of those,
please,
you're part of the sandwich generation.
Well, yeah, you're part of the sandwich generation. Welcome.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Did we just podcast?
I think we did.
Pioneer.